You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
A blinded veteran has helped Americans see how to overcome great adversity. Corporal Neftali Sanchez was 19 when he was wounded by an exploding grenade while on patrol in Korea. The explosion caused the loss of both his eyes and both his arms below the elbows. Instead of languishing in self-pity, Sanchez refused to abandon the bright future and full life he had envisioned for himself before his injury. After completing blind rehabilitation in 1955, he graduated from Pepperdine University in 1959 and received a master's degree 2 years later. Along the way, he discovered an organization that would serve him and to which he would dedicate much of his life for the next 47 years. The Blinded Veterans Association, BVA, offers any blinded veteran a variety of free services. For more information, visit www.bva.org or call 800-669-7079.
If you're not feeling up to par mentally, physically, or even spiritually, then you need to call Total Health Guidance now. Perhaps you are in pain, need help with stress management, marriage, or family counseling, nutritional guidance, you prefer not to take prescribed medicines and are looking for an alternative method of healing. All of these services are available at Total Health Guidance, taking a holistic and naturopathic approach to your total well-being. Massage therapy, acupuncture, nutritional service, and a full service counseling center are just a phone call away at 321-332-6984. No matter where you live, you can contact 321-332-6984. For more information about your new integrated healthcare program offering you a mind, body, spirit approach to your health, visit totalhealthguidance.com.
Mention that you
Voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Join the march because you have the right to vote independently and privately. VOTEC is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VOTEC values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votecdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting, join the march, voice your opinion, and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at votecdesignforall.com. That's VOTECDESIGNEDforall.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got...
Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. You just can't believe we've done that. We made it through a whole hour already without Michael.
Oh. And Michael's happy because Chris said they just scored another
touchdown. And Michael's
touchdown.
In there dancing now because he's winning.
I don't hear anything. Right. It's awfully quiet.
I know because he's concentrating hard in there. He closed the door. That's what he did.
Don't bother me.
He doesn't want to hear.
But let me explain to you what the score is now.
Yeah, please.
It's 22-12.
Okay.
It's been up 15-12. Right. New England came back and scored. But right now, Philly just scored 22-12, and it's 34 seconds left on the clock. And they did one of those old school Statue of Liberties play where the quarterback was from behind the center. He was like calling an audible play, mm-hmm. and the ball went up to the running back. The mm-hmm. running back threw it out to the receiver, the tight end. The tight end came back around and threw it back over to the quarterback. Quarterback wow. caught the pass for a touchdown.
Holy cow, that's a lot of playing.
Yeah.
A lot of
paying attention.
Maneuvering.
Yep.
So
I wish I could have seen that. Yeah.
22-12 right now, and if they hit the extra point, it'll be 23.
Wow. Okay.
All right, so no excuse. You can call in during halftime when the quarter's over.
Absolutely. Right. The halftime show ain't always been the bomb anyway. So
well, it's Justin, what's his name right now?
I don't know.
Timberlake?
I never watched the halftime show.
Yeah. I like the Puppy Bowl anyway. Yeah. No. 13 of those dogs are from Florida rescues this year.
Really?
Yep.
And oh, wow.
Most likely they'll all be adopted. It's really nice.
I need to go get one.
You want a puppy? Yeah.
I want a dog.
You want a Dalmatian.
You want another, yeah. You want another child.
He wants a boy dog because it's all girls in his
right.
family.
Yeah.
No. Is your wife watching the game?
No.
No. She's watching
the kids. Watching the kids.
She's watching the kids, yeah. So, Gary.
Okay, Lynn,
oh,
I think
wait,
you got
let's
some
do. Oh, yeah, we want to do the other trivia now while we have time.
We
Gary's
can do that.
Do
you all want a trivia question? Yeah, we want a trivia question. Okay, let's do a trivia
this
question.
This one is mine. It might be a little easier.
Yeah, Lynn always gives the easy ones. She feels sorry
oh,
for
so what's my question here? Oh, who's
driving that
who's
hot
singing?
Lincoln.
Oh, that's the wrong song.
No, that's wrong. That's my Hot Rod Lincoln.
That's part two.
Yeah, so who's singing this song?
No matter who you are,
you're Chris.
There's Chris. He knows
me. Sounds better than they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Full of talent around here.
You know, I helped wrote this song.
Oh yeah, you did. Yeah. You weren't even born.
Four zero seven 894-1680.
That's
kind
it.
Of whatever you want.
You should know who this is. If you don't know, we got a problem.
All right.
Okay.
One last time. Here
you
go.
That's it.
You can tell when Chris likes his song.
Yeah.
This is what you call a band, though. This was band music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was my one of my favorite groups. Ever.
Really?
Yeah, ever. All right.
All right, that's
okay,
enough.
Okay, all right.
All right, Chris.
You listen to it again.
Star. There you go.
There you go.
No matter
Chris.
Who you are.
Oh, I
take
love
it.
Away. Don't you love
no
his voice?
What to see.
All right.
Well,
so what should we do? The artist or really the group? I think the artist is kind of.
I think it's really the group.
Yeah, yeah. If you know the group.
If you know the group, you should, and you can you know the artist if you know the group.
Right.
It kind of go both ways.
Well, somebody call in because we got some good prizes for you.
That's right.
407-894-1680 is the number to dial. I want to know, if you don't know, we got a problem. I know you know that song.
So, Gary, what's cooking?
Well, no, I want to see.
Got anything else cooking?
I'm going to talk. Well, let's see. Talk. Let me do a Gary Burger.
A Gary Burger?
A Gary Burger. Oh. I made this.
A Sinclair Burger.
Well, I tell you what, it smells so good when you're cooking it, too.
Gary, what? I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead. Forgot to tell you that also during this hour, John Steitler will be calling in from Total Health Guidance and a guest caller from Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Ooh,
Paul
Trauma,
or Trauma, from Lackawanna Blind Association in Scranton will be calling in to talk about his radio reading service. So stay tuned. Okay,
yeah.
Gary. What's
okay.
cooking, Gary?
What's a cooking? Well, I invented this actually when I was in Puerto Rico. Then I stationed down there, and then I got making them. And when I moved back to the States or got out of the military, my kids would go to school, and they'd come home, and they'd say, go out and play for a while, go out and play. And then they knew they had to be home for supper. They'd smell, and they go, uh-oh, Dad's making Gary Burgers. Well, it's so easy. You want to get you some fresh ground chuck or whatever you want, whatever kind of burger you want. And quarter pounders. So go ahead and make four nice patties and put those into the skillet. Now, I remind you that for the ones that don't cook that much, where you don't need to put any oil into the skillet because the burger produces.
Oh no, there's a lot of fat already in
the meat. It's already in
unless you get burger.
Yeah, so you don't.
Sirloin.
You'll have a greasy burger if you put any oil in it.
Yeah, no fat.
Don't put anything in there. Now, what I do is I take Worcestershire sauce and soy sauce and put a couple splashes of Worcestershire sauce on there and a couple splashes of soy. Now, too much Worcestershire because it's Worcestershire strong. And then you squirt a tad of mustard on there. And take a ketchup bottle and put a bunch of ketchup on there. Okay? Now you go ahead and get them simmering a little bit. And then flip them on over. And you want them at a low, low heat, just where they're cooking, because you're going to simmer these for about 25 minutes. You repeat again on the other side, a couple, three splashes of soy sauce, a couple splashes of Worcestershire sauce, a tad of mustard, and a lot of ketchup again. Now it's going to be really sort of soupy in there. And when you do these burgers, make sure you slide. Go from 12 o'clock, put that 12 o'clock burger, slide it on around to 3 o'clock. Take your 3 o'clock, slide it around to your 6. And your 6 to 9, and 9 to 12, and go around to the outsides. Make sure, because it's going to start thickening up. You're going to cook it real slow. You want to flip these probably about every 4 minutes or so. You don't walk away because you don't want it to burn. And you just move them around and flip them every 4 or 5 minutes and make sure you go to the outsides and get all that stuff to sloshing around out. Once that starts thickening up pretty good, they're done. Then you go ahead and get your bun on out and you put it on a plate and you take your burger, you put that right on the bun, and if you want, you can go ahead and get a little spoon or something because it's all done cooking now. Now you take and put a spoonful if you want on top of your burger. It's like a nice little sauce that goes on. You know, if you want a piece of cheese on there, that's up to you. But that is the Gary Burger. And once you do that, you're going to you'll know that smell forever. And what's really amazing about this Gary Burger, because I invented this one too alongside it, it really works very well with pork chops. Same thing with
same,
the pork chops.
Same ingredients.
Same exact thing, except they're pork chops. Slow cook, and I tell you, delicious. And if you got a little fat on that pork chop on the outside, that's good. So, yeah, that's a Gary Burger and a Gary Chop.
All right. And so,
I think we have a caller calling in.
I heard a ring-a-ling-ling.
Yeah, and I hear Tristan there working his little fingers to the bone. And so
literally, well, not his fingers to the bone, the chicken wings to the bone.
I got a recipe for you all. Now, this is for vegetarians. Or anybody. It's a quick snack. This is the simplest. You can't mess this one up. And it's called the Imagination Sandwich. You take a piece of bread. You get your salad dressing or mayonnaise. I like salad dressing. And you spread it on one side and on one piece. And then you get the other piece and you put the same thing on the other piece. Now you take those two and you slam them together and have a glass of milk there. And take a nice big bite of that imagination sandwich. And now on the inside of it, you can imagine there's turkey or chicken. So that was a poor man's sandwich for me years ago. But I tell you, once in a while, I say, you know, I need a little bite of something different. And I'd go in there and make me an imagination sandwich. So
sounds good.
It's not bad. Try it sometime. You like it. So what else we got going on?
Well, we're going to break in a minute. You want to give the phone number out real fast again to see if anybody knows that song?
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe they didn't call in for that.
407. Call in. Come on. Win a prize. I got some prizes to give away. 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. And while I'm at it, let's go ahead and give you a reminder on our website. If you want to check out our archives or all that good information that's on our website now, don't forget, it's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And don't forget, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And if you want to call in or you want to text with Michael and talk to Michael and whatever, you can get him and tell him your suggestions, ideas, what you like about the show, what you don't like about the show, whatever.
All
He'll
right.
get back with you, and that's Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Org.
Okie dokie, Gary, we're going to go to break now, and then we'll come back and we'll talk to John Steitler after the break.
Okay, there's the cast. That's okay. Stay tuned. We got more good show coming up for the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. See you on the other side.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibro-tactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push-button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineer department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com.
Quack, 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 quack.
Who's there?
Aflac.
That sounds funny.
If you think that sounds funny, this is no joke. Who's going to cover your bills if you get sick or hurt? You need to call my main man, Juan. He may help you with peace of mind and financial security, which is no laughing matter. For more information about Aflac products, call Juan today. He will care about you. That's Juan Lopez at 407-476-7282. 407-476-7282. But wait, there's also a website, theonewhocares.com.
Quack, 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 quack.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsblind.org.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And for this next segment, we have John Steitler coming up from Total Health Guidance. And we have a guest in the show, in the studio tonight, that would like to say hello to John.
John?
Are you there, John?
I'm here.
Guest? Wait, who's the guest?
Hey, John, this is Michael here.
He's our guest. Michael's the guest tonight.
How you doing?
I am doing great right now.
Yeah, Eagles are ahead. Yep. Well, we got to keep on rooting them on. Now it's going to be up to defense to hold them. But we shall see what we shall see.
Well, I'm excited to be here.
Are you having a party with your family?
Yep, family and some friends over here.
Oh, wow. That's nice. Well, we won't keep you long.
That's okay. At least it's halftime.
Okay. Oh, that's true. It's halftime. See, you lucked out. All right. So anyway, everybody, this is John Steitler from Total Health Guidance in Orlando, but I'll let John do all the talking, but he also has programs that you can call in from anywhere in the country. So you're on, John.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thanks. Thanks again for having me back.
You're welcome.
As you know, at Total Health Guidance, we really live up to the name of Total Health Guidance. Our goal is to help people become physically healthy, emotionally solid, relationally connected, even spiritually strong. So we do all kinds of health services for internal medicine, mental health counseling, acupuncture, massage therapy, and so forth. So we are just excited to be back here. Of course, we do all of our services for the visually impaired as well as the sighted, and we're glad to serve the Orlando community. Most of our services, mental health counseling, life coaching, nutrition coaching, weight management, things like that can be done all across the country. We do those over the phone or on the internet, and we have clients from all over the country.
John, you said when you were here in the studio, you mentioned that you have quite a few visually impaired clients. What types of situations bring them into your office?
Really wide variety. We've had visually impaired, like marriage counsel. We have people that are going through some kind of counseling needs, and we've had, like I said, marriage counseling or just individual personal depression, anxiety related issues. We've also had visually impaired people come in for our massage therapy and acupuncture. We do see a lot of visually impaired people. For some reason, the rate of diabetes is higher amongst visually impaired. And so we do have two physicians that specialize in internal medicine, and we really work from that holistic, integrated approach. So what really, one of the things that separates us from most places is the time and attention that we will spend with each individual client. I mean, in fact, all of our physicians offer a 30-minute free consultation. And if you think about when's the last time you had 30 minutes to talk with, you know, your doctor, usually, you know, you're paying for the appointment and you probably have 5 or 10 minutes. Our initial intake sessions are 90 minutes. So you get a full hour and a half with the physician and really understanding and listening, because people come in for all kinds of issues. They might come in for back pain, but in the course of the consultation, we realize, wow, maybe the stress that they're under, or there's maybe an emotional issue related to it, or a whole host of issues. So we take the time to really listen, really get to the root cause of whatever's ailing each client.
John, meet Gary. He's our co-host tonight.
Hello, John.
Hey, Gary.
And Gary, are you borderline diabetic now?
Yeah, borderline.
I wonder why. What is your take on that, Gary? Why do you think that so many visually impaired people are diabetic?
I ain't got no idea. I'm not too much into all I know is the VA put me at borderline and really low borderline, because when I went in for my physical, the last one I went, she didn't even mention one thing about sugar.
What do you think, John? Why do you think that is? Do you have any
idea? There's probably a multitude of reasons, but I think, a couple of things come to mind. Is one is without sight, your other senses obviously are heightened, and so some people, the sense of taste is so heightened that people may enjoy food more for emotional comfort. But then also, oftentimes visually impaired people may be, depending on their living situation, may be limited in their grocery shopping ability.
That's true. Yeah.
So they may eat out at restaurants more often. Mm-hmm. And if you're eating out at restaurants more often, you're more likely to have bigger portions and maybe less healthy options.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask, what you're doing that? Because there may be
multiple other reasons too. But
I like to cook, John, but sometimes, I might eat a little bit too much water. And with the diabetes and everything, if I eat, like sometimes I like to just go ahead and get me a Hungry Man dinner or something like that. Is that sort of well proportioned for?
It's a lot of sodium, probably.
I don't know. They don't put a lot of sodium in. No. I think they sort of balance better for you, don't they?
Well, most of those frozen meals, they may be balanced in the macronutrition, if you're looking at like protein, fat, and carbohydrate balance. They probably, most frozen meals do have a fairly high sodium content, and usually a little bit higher fat content as well. But the thing that they're really missing is in the micronutrients, and that's what we really figure is the key here. The micronutrients are all the living enzymes, and like they discovered an apple, for example, has over 10,000 different ingredients in it. You know, a cranberry's got 30,000.
Wow.
So every piece of raw fruit or vegetable has got thousands of living enzymes and phytonutrients that help you absorb all the nutrition from the rest of the food. And obviously, whenever you microwave anything, you've killed every living thing. So not only does it's good for killing bacteria, it's great for like disinfecting your kitchen sponges and stuff, but when you microwave vegetables, you've killed all the living enzymes and all the beneficial ingredients in that. So you get very little micronutrition from food.
You said something that's really, I hope other people listen to it. You can get that because a sponge has a lot of micro junk on it. And you put it, I didn't know you put it in a microwave, you kill it all. I didn't think about that.
It's great for
disinfecting.
I put it
cool.
in a dishwasher on the
10 or 15
shelf.
Seconds and you got a new sponge.
Yeah, I didn't think of that.
That's something. So what else would you like to tell the listening audience, John, that all over the country, how would they benefit from calling into your office?
Sure. Well, if anybody wants to call into our office, our phone number is 321-332-6984. It's 321-332-6984. Again, we from the nutrition counseling, we do that all across the nation, as well as life coaching and mental health and relationship counseling. If anybody calls in, we would love to give them, I've just mentioned Blind and Beyond radio show, and we'd love to give them a free consultation. In fact, if the Eagles, here's my deal for the day. If the Eagles win the Super Bowl, anybody who calls in and mentions Blind and Beyond Radio Show will get a $25 gift card.
So
that can be used for acupuncture, massage.
Well, what about calling in long distance? How would that work, the $25?
They just call long distance, mention Blind and Beyond radio program that they heard it, and we'll just make note of that, and we'll give them $25 off whatever service they want to apply it to.
That's wonderful.
And for those local here in the Orlando area, one of our newest services is we're offering B12 injections. B12 shots are very good for anybody who's looking either to lose weight, to speed up their metabolism, or to gain energy. B12 is kind of a mood enhancing, so people that are struggling with just being kind of flat or down, B12 is very effective at building up, enhance your mood. So if anyone wants to stop by our office, we're located right across the street from Universal Studios. And we can stop by and call, make an appointment for a B12 injection. In fact, we're doing a walk-in special this Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m. And you can just walk in, no appointment necessary, and just in and out the door in a couple minutes. And for $10, you get your B12 injection.
And how long does that stay in the body, for lack of a better question?
Yeah, most people find that you'll see the benefits of the B12 injection usually within 24, 48 hours. And for the average person, it's recommended they might get a B12 injection, like maybe once a month, maybe twice a month at the most.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody is a vegetarian or a vegan, it's more likely that, or they're deficient in some way, but vegans and vegetarians probably need B12 injections more like either every week or every other week, because B12 is one of the vitamins that's only found in, animal-based food as well as fortified foods. It's not found naturally in fruits and vegetables.
Well, is there anything else, Gary?
No, I think that covers it pretty well.
Uh-huh.
And I thank you, John, for calling in tonight.
And just remember, go Eagles!
That's right. Good to be with you guys. Have a great great evening.
You
we look
too.
Forward to
you
helping some of your listeners out this next week.
Okay, we'll talk to you
thank
again
you.
Soon.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, John.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
And don't forget, any part of this show that you missed, go to our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Yeah.
Don't forget the AND and blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Any part of the show that you've missed, you can, let's just say, look them up anytime, day or night, 24/7.
And I'd like to give the address, Michael, for total health care guidance for the people locally. It's 5401 South Kirkman Road in Orlando, Suite 760. And the number is 321-332-6984. But you don't remember all this, just go to our website. It's right there.
Don't forget, we're the bridge. Don't forget, we're the bridge between the blind and the vision impaired and the blind and the sighted. So if you're sighted, we play trivia. You can call in. You can call in anytime. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680.
Thank you, guest.
Bye.
Hey, thinking we're on a trip, we're doing football and all. It's a little late now, but I have another recipe for you.
Okay.
For a dip. There's more football coming up. Yes, Andrew. I don't know if there's more football.
Well, yeah, yeah. It's more football, but okay. It's still at halftime right now. But I must say, I was listening. Justin Timberland is the feature singer.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
and
yes.
He just did a piece.
Prince? Yeah. Something about Prince.
Yeah,
did
with
they
Prince.
Use the hologram,
I Would Die
though?
For You. Yeah. And it was just phenomenal because it went from one of his songs. I will die for you. It was just a phenomenal mix.
I read that the people in Minnesota were upset, though, that he was using a hologram instead of just a picture in the background, because it's kind of spooky, kind of weird.
Well, I mean, it's just like on a film when you're doing a project screen and you got the projector just doing an image of an old.
Yeah,
that's all it was.
Yeah, but it was good.
Yeah, the rendition of the song. I'm listening to the rendition of the song. Now I'm not looking at it, but
hey, I got one for you all.
What?
I just
you're
thought
back?
Of yeah, I'm back.
Oh,
I just want to tell
is
you
Gary's
all
show.
The special guest.
Yeah, well,
our guest
I'm
is coming
right back.
Again.
Come right back, but I got to tell you something.
What?
For those who didn't know, in Philadelphia last week there was a thing called Wing Bowl.
Oh, it makes me nauseous thinking about it.
Now, can you imagine there was a contest how many wings you can eat?
Oh, yeah.
Now, I want you to think about this for a minute.
Do we have
How many wings do you think you can eat in, let's just say, 20 minutes? You think you could eat 15 wings?
I just ate 10.
Do you think you could eat 50 wings?
In 20 minutes.
Well, think about this. In this contest they had, the number third position in 36 minutes, and this is now the third position, ate, I think, over 350 wings. The second position ate over 400 and something wings. But the winner was a woman. Listen to this, a woman. She ate, listen to this, when you're not going to believe it, 501 wings. Let me repeat that. 501 wings.
501 wings?
Yeah, you think you can eat five? I couldn't eat if my, I'm not going to say my life depended, but I don't know, I couldn't eat 200 wings in a day, let alone a half hour or an hour, let alone 501 wings. Is that amazing? Gary, you think that's amazing?
That's amazing. I got to tell you what, if you know a girl like that, don't ask her out to lunch.
That is hilarious.
That's good, Gary. That is good.
Hey, look at it like this. At least you know your money won't be wasted.
That's right.
That's right. How much? You know what? If you pay about 80 cents a wing, you know what that costs?
80 cents a wing? I thought it was like 60 cents.
No.
It's 80 cents a wing now?
Usually 80 cents for a dollar a wing.
It don't matter. She ate 501 wings.
Yeah.
Look, third place was 300. Second place was over 400.
I bet there's a picture of her on.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can. I'm going to pull it up. But because that's just redonkulous. I'm sorry.
And she's supposed to be skinny, too.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I know a lot of thin paperweight people.
Well, the hot dog guy, he's thin. Don't eat all them hot dogs.
I think Michael said she won 3 years in a row.
Well, hey, Chris?
No, he's got a phone call.
Oh, okay. Well, I've got...
Oh, it's probably our next guest caller.
Probably. Well, let me give out this quick recipe.
Yeah, go ahead. Because he goes on
now
after the break anyway.
Got more sports coming up, more football and everything else. And it would have been good for tonight, but I didn't get it on here quick enough. And it's for a dip, a bean dip. Yeah. Now, you get old El Paso refried beans, traditional, 16-ounce can. Get a jar of Pace salsa, P-A-C-E, a small. They have a tall one, they have a small one. Get the small one. Now, you can get that original, you can get that medium, or you can get it hot. I like the hot. Now you take and put those beans into the microwave for a few minutes until they come really, 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 really soft.
Okay, I'm back. Now, what was the question that you asked me?
I didn't ask you any question.
Because we were talking about...
I'm on refried beans.
I'm sorry, we were talking about thin people with high metabolism.
Oh.
Is that what it was? Thin people with high metabolism who can eat so much food. I had a roommate who was about 6'5". When we first met, he was at 160 pounds.
Yeah.
I mean, just tall and skinny. But the boy could out-eat me, and I was already at 225, and I'm bench pressing and playing football, but he out-eat me.
Yeah, they can.
So metabolism. Yep.
So, Chris, did you hear any of the dip?
Yeah, when I dip, you dip, we dip.
Yeah, did you listen to my dip? I ain't got quite it done yet.
All right, well, hurry up, Gary. Okay. We're going to go to break.
So you put it in the microwave, you soften them up real good. take your paste salsa now, and after the beans are nice and warm and soft, and pour it in there. And then it's good. Just dip your chips and dip. All right, we're going to a break. We'll catch you on the other side of the Blind and Beyond radio show.
With our special guest when we come back.
Absolutely.
Paul Trauma.
You requested Lynx? Well, listen up. The Lynx new mobility management model provides exciting new travel options and improved customer service for the Access Lynx program. A taxi or private vehicle will pick you up when circumstances are deemed necessary. With the Lynx bus tracker and the Lynx Paw Pass, you will always know where your bus is and you can pay your fare right from your phone. 50 more Access Lynx vehicles will be added to the fleet in early 2018. For more exciting news and updates, visit golynx.com. That's GOLYNX.com.
Quack, quack. I'm the Aflac duck. I help others be financially protected. With Aflac, after an injury, big or small, or an illness such as a cold to a major cancer diagnostic, real cash, real fast can be provided. So if covered, after a slip or fall, you can make a quack, quack call to my peeps, Juan and Genevieve, at 407-476-7282. They will be there to help you. Or visit their website at theonewhocares.com.
Quack, quack.
World Services for the Blind empowers people who are blind or visually impaired in the United States and around the world to achieve sustainable independence. Since 1947, we have served more than 13,000 individuals from all 50 states and 58 countries. From Braille and home management skills to orientation and mobility, World Services for the Blind's life skills training program prepares clients to live independently. Located on a full city block in Little Rock, Arkansas, our campus includes dormitories and independent living apartments that give clients a fully immersive experience. If you think people who are blind or visually impaired can't work in today's high-tech society, think again. World Services for the Blind's technology-based career training programs prepare graduates to thrive in the modern workplace as programmers, IT professionals, assistive technology instructors, and more. Learn more at WSBlind.org.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. And take it away, Lynn.
You're so funny. Well, we'd like to welcome our next guest caller, Paul Trauma from the Lackawanna Blind Association in Scranton, PA, and Paul's in charge of the radio reading service there. Welcome, Paul.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hello,
very
Paul.
Much. Nice to have you join us on Super Bowl Sunday.
Well, yes, Eagles leading at the half.
That's right, and Michael is riveted to, he's in the production room and he's listening to the game. So Gary and I are holding down the fort.
Yes, you're doing a very good job. I like the music you play.
Oh, thank you.
And
thank
you were wondering, did you ever get an answer that was Earth, Wind, and Fire with Shining Star?
That's right.
Ooh. Gary, we got a winner.
Did he win?
Yeah, we're going to get, because nobody called in. He mentioned it. So
all right.
What would you, I think we would give you a Dunkin' Donuts. A gift card for Dunkin' Donuts. $10 gift card.
All right.
Well, empty vest.
Okay. Well, that's good. We've never had a guest caller call in to win the trivia. That's good. You're on the record now.
Yeah, it's a slow night with the Super Bowl tonight. So tell us about the radio reading service and a little bit. I was reading about the Lackawanna Blind Association. Looks like a wonderful organization, Paul.
Yes, we are. Well, first of all, the radio reading service, which I am the coordinator of, we broadcast our morning newspaper, the Times Tribune, Monday through Friday between 8 and 10 a.m. on the local college radio station WUSR, which is 99.5 FM. And we also it's also on the internet as well as an app. And what we do is we our first hour of the broadcast contains local news, major local news. Then we read obituaries, which are the most popular part of the broadcast, and editorials, and also other health features and that sort of thing. And we also will give information about our agency and about other opportunities for the blind. And we've been affiliated with the University of Scranton's radio station now since 2009. Previously, we had done our broadcast on the subcarrier of a local public broadcasting station. But we reach a much wider audience now, and it's been very successful. We've gotten some great response to it.
So basically, it's local news. So people
local news, a little bit of national news,
a little bit of national,
but mainly local news. Mm-hmm. And depending on the day, I mean, sometimes if there's there might be more local, more national news stories than local news stories.
Right.
We concentrate on the major news.
Well, Scranton is up and is more in the country, right? I mean, Michael knows Scranton. I don't.
Scranton is about 2 hours away from Philly.
Okay, so it's rural.
Northeastern Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and you're right. I know a lot of people are familiar with Scranton from the Office TV show.
The Office TV show?
The show The Office?
Oh, I don't know. I don't watch the show.
I didn't used to watch it either, but supposedly it originated in Scranton. I know a lot of people, when you say Scranton, are familiar with that.
Is that anywhere near was it Lochleven?
Lochhaven?
Lochhaven, I mean, yeah.
Lochhaven's about, Lochhaven's like, I'm going to say about an hour and a half away from Lochhaven.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the organization, the LECO, what we like to learn about what people are doing in their other parts of the country.
Yes,
right,
well, the Lackawanna Blind Association, besides the radio reading service, we have client support services, which includes life skills programs, support groups, a sensory development program, which is meets once a week in our facilities at 228 Adams Avenue in downtown Scranton. Visually impaired people learn how to make various craft projects and the like, and they are assisted by a staff member and also a volunteer. And we have point-to-point transportation. Our minibus driver will pick a client up at their
door-to-door.
Door-to-door.
Exactly.
And then we will bring them to our association at 228 Adams Avenue in downtown Scranton, and then return them to their door.
That's wonderful.
Yes, and we also have twice a month we provide shopping trips for our clients.
Is that transportation free? Or?
Yes, it is. All programs
are
free.
Can't beat that.
And all programs are free. Mm-hmm. And we also have, once a month, we have an audio book club that meets.
Uh-huh.
We discuss an audio book, and it's picked by our clients. We usually have about seven or eight clients that meet once a month, and we have a moderator.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the woman who is the moderator of the audio book club is also one of my volunteers at the radio reading service, which I didn't mention. We use about 20 volunteers to help put that broadcast on.
Good.
Paul, do you have paratransit there, or the point-to-point is a replacement of? It replaces paratransit?
That point-to-point is provided by our association.
That's just
And paratransit, they could, clients, if they would like, do use a local paratransit to come in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They use county transportation.
Right. Point to coin is great.
Yeah, that's really
yes.
nice.
That's amazing.
And besides helping the visually impaired, uh-huh. we also have a very active prevention of blindness program.
Uh-huh.
Now, what we do, we have a representative staff member who will go to health fairs and schools and test children for if there is a vision problem.
Good.
And then they will be referred to an optometrist. That's very successful. And also, we help educate. We have a speakers bureau that helps educate the public about vision and precautions to take and the like.
And these are all volunteers.
We have a staff. We have a paid uh-huh. staff of about, let's see, we do have a paid staff of seven.
Uh-huh.
But our association, like I said, the radio reading service uses about 20 volunteers. Prevention of blindness uses another four or five, and our other programs use about four or five. And we also have a very active organization, which is called Friends of the Blind.
Yes,
which
Friends of the Library.
Helps with fundraising events. We have our major fundraiser coming up in March, at the end of March, Helen Keller Day.
Oh,
and
you
it
said
is
that's
a,
Friends for the Blind?
Yes.
Because okay, we have Friends of the Library.
Mm-hmm.
That just struck me too. It sounds alike, but that's good. It's real good.
Yeah, Friends. Yeah. Well, for years it was called. We had named it. It was called the Ladies Auxiliary.
Uh-huh.
And we wanted to make it kind of more inclusive, so it includes everybody.
Well, if you want auxiliaries, if you go back mm-hmm. 50 years or whatever, and most all auxiliaries were the women's.
Exactly.
Then now. Up today's times, everybody gets involved, but no, ladies were the auxiliaries.
Right. Yes. So we try to include everybody.
Absolutely.
We have a wonderful group of volunteers who really mm-hmm. enjoy doing it. But we're very fortunate,
sure.
And our funding comes from the United Way,
United
of Lackawanna County,
good.
And also various private donations,
uh-huh.
Lions clubs, and the like.
Yeah, well, it looks
and we serve. The Lackawanna Blind Association serves Lackawanna
uh-huh.
and as well as Wayne counties here in Pennsylvania.
I was telling Lynn when you were talking about Lackawanna. So I'm from New York, and mm-hmm. we have Lackawanna, New York, which is next to Niagara Falls and Buffalo.
Yeah. It was an old Indian name, right?
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
It's an Indian tribe.
Sure.
An Indian tribe. But it's right. It sounds like a very yeah. tight-knit
yeah,
community that you have there, because
we
I've been
are,
reading about
are,
it.
So, mm-hmm.
It just looks very personal. I'm just looking at the photographs and the descriptions. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Going back to you say you got that news thing.
Mm-hmm.
You could listen, Gary, even
well,
if it's
yeah,
local.
But I was going to say, I don't know if you're going to follow it or not, but Florida has a historical day coming up Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know what that is?
What's that?
The Falcon.
723.
The Falcon Heavy is going
is
up
that
at
right?
1:15. Uh-huh. It is a rocket that carries twice the payload that can ever be done before. Most payloads have 9 rockets. This
mm-hmm.
has 27 rockets, 3 stages. And what they're going to do is the first 2 stages, they're going to land here back at the facility. And the third one, they're going to put on a barge. It's going to be an amazing shot.
Interesting.
So you need to cover that for Tuesday.
Oh yes, I'm sure that will.
It's 1:15
here in our feature section.
And the weather's looking good. We have a little bit of rain today and
uh-huh.
a little bit tomorrow, but
well,
I think the skies are clear for that day.
Good. We have about 3 inches of snow here on the ground.
Oh,
here. So we are yet. Yeah.
And the groundhog saw his shadow.
Yeah,
so
oh yes,
you have
yes,
six more weeks.
He did. Six
more
the weeks.
Yeah, I didn't want to attempt to even say that. What is it? How do you say it?
Puxatawny.
Puxatawny, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's outside. I think it's outside of Pittsburgh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
so how many, approximately how many blind and visually impaired people do you have in your community that
in
you
our
serve?
In our community? Oh, we're over 1,500.
Oh.
Now, that's ones that we know about.
Right.
And our client base is, I think, about maybe active, maybe about 500 or so.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it varies. You know, there are ones, you know, we oftentimes, you know, we will have someone who will come in who maybe just recently lost their sight, or someone who is, not totally blind, but, you know, right, visually impaired in some way.
Sort of sounds like an organization we have down south here.
Gary, I think it would be interesting to listen to local news, yeah, even though you're not from there. And Gary has a Victor Reader. Would he be able to hear your program, Paul, on his Victor Reader?
I don't know if it's available on the Victor Reader. Like I said, it is on the WSR website. Mm-hmm. And actually, on our website, there is a link to it.
Okay.
There is a link to it. There is a link to it on our website.
I'm looking at the paper here. What is the website?
The website is www.LackawannaBlind, all one word.
Oh, there it is, yeah.
.org. And there is a link to the radio reading service on there.
LackawannaBlind.org.
Mm-hmm.
I got a suggestion for you, too, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
That's we have a group down here in South Florida that sort of does like you do, in a way, with all kinds of different activities.
Mm-hmm.
But they'd once in a while have like a spaghetti dinner.
Okay, yeah. That's a good, yeah. Well, we've been very fortunate lately, besides our Helen Keller Day, which is sponsored by our organization. It's funny you should say spaghetti dinner. We have a woman who, again, has been a previous volunteer with our organization. Her brother-in-law,
uh-huh,
and sister own a local restaurant.
Very good, yeah.
And every year in November,
uh-huh,
they sponsor, it's a pasta night, not just spaghetti pasta, and it's wonderful, and we get a lot of, that's a nice fundraiser.
Yeah,
that's fun.
As well as another local optometrist,
uh-huh,
sponsors, I think it's called Cocktails for a Cause.
Okay.
Which is cocktails and this. So that's really nice because it helps us. We kind of, you know, another person takes care of the legwork for us.
Right.
And gives us the proceeds. Where with Helen Keller Day, it's everything within our organization care of it.
Well, Paul, I wanted to, you know, that we added the Lackawanna Blind Association and your radio reading service to our resource page.
Oh, great.
Yeah, for anybody who's interested. And we look forward to keeping in touch with you.
Yeah,
it's very nice to hear from people upstate PA.
Absolutely.
Well, we certainly will. And I think New England scored. The Eagles are leading 22-19
Woo!
Now. I hope New England doesn't come back. I don't know. We'll have to see what happens.
Well, thank you, Paul. Right. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Paul. Don't
have
forget Tuesday
night.
Now.
You too.
Keep up the good work.
Okay.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All righty, Gary. I think we're going to break.
There's the cast nets. We're going to a break. I hope you stay tuned. Stay with us. Catch you on the other side of the break.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the ACT test prep. Taught by experts in the field of blindness and low vision, World Services for the Blind's ACT test prep course provides live instruction, homework review, and customized recommendations based on practice test performance. Featured benefits of the ACT test prep program include personalized support tailored to an individual's needs and goals, specific support in the areas of test-taking strategies, understanding accommodations for those with disabilities, and 4 full-length practice tests. The on-campus portion of the class is held at World Services for the Blind in Little Rock, Arkansas, where students receive 5 days of intensive training. Pre-reading materials are sent so that the prep starts the minute students sign up, and post-evaluation support continues for 2 weeks following the on-campus course. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsbblind.org.
If you're not feeling up to par mentally, physically, or even spiritually, then you need to call Total Health Guidance now. Perhaps you are in pain, need help with stress management, marriage, or family counseling, nutritional guidance, you prefer not to take prescribed medicines and are looking for an alternative method of healing. All of these services are available at Total Health Guidance, taking a holistic and naturopathic approach to your total well-being. Massage therapy, acupuncture, nutritional service, and a full full-service counseling center or just a phone call away at 321-332-6984. No matter where you live, you can contact 321-332-6984. For more information about your new integrated healthcare program offering you a mind-body-spirit approach to your health, visit TotalHealthGuidance.com.
Mention that you
voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Join the march because you have the right to vote independently and privately. VOTEC is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VOTEC values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votecdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting, join the march, voice your opinion, and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at votecdesignforall.com. That's VOTECDESIGNED4ALL.com.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Boy, did we have a good night tonight, Lynn.
We sure did.
We did it with
a little of this and a little of that.
Yakety yak!
Throw it all in the soup pot, and we did it.
We did.
So
we threw it all in the kitchen sink.
I tell you the truth, my ride is out here right now, so we're just going to drop off the air a little bit because my ride's waiting.
We're dropping off the air, Chris. Yeah.
So I'm going to say,
Eagles!
Stay tuned for next week. Next week's going to be a good show because you're going to have Miss Sheila Young in here as co-host. So tune
in
to next week.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for joining us. We love you. Have a safe week, and catch you next week. Love you all.
Take care, everybody. Bye. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's been real. Love
you
guys.
Thank you, Chris. Bye.
Polishing up our act, girl. And if you